A note to parents on the subject of art and the future. All the big changes that take but one step might have already happened. What humanity needs now requires multiple steps. As I write this, the world is experiencing a pandemic and a renewed threat of nuclear war. World leaders are calling for a return to office and are readying teenagers to fight in the new wars. Lack of real education really hurts the world, because then people make decisions based on what little they know. They will have long dismissed impressions of fake education that they once felt, and at all cost move forward without even allowing a hint of doubt. If you raise a child in war, they will never discover art and may not even know to feel with their heart. Parents, don't let your children grow up in the cultures of the past, because then all our efforts at advancement will be for naught, and circles is all we'll ever get. Help them rise so that their grandkids are not forced into fighting in a nuclear war. Today, in our lack of real education, keywords necessary for the advancement of humankind are ridiculed. All the while, world peace moves further and further away from us. Even though we have a global banking system and concepts of trading futures or short-selling stocks, we are not able to see the importance of global universal income that eliminates poverty and, by extension, war. Even though we should never ask where that money comes from, we can easily imagine it comes from a more peaceful and prosperous future that is born from that investment into the future of humankind, that is born from the global universal income itself. When threatened by poverty, humanity will not be able to get a real and authentic education that is worthy of it. And without real and authentic education, we can't have real and authentic world leaders that will help humanity advance. Without them, we will only run in circles. Creation of art and its role in our world is very hard to explain, as it will seem trivial at first. A lot of people believe that their poverty is their fault and could never connect it to art. But poverty is a problem with the way we understand and use money. It is not allowed to use money in human affairs while crushing the world with poverty. If we are to use the concept of money, then poverty must be eliminated. It means that no human being is to fall beneath what today is considered middle class. This requires a global universal income card, and everyone gets one, including criminals. It is tough to steal when you don't need to steal anymore. The card must be granted to all, without exception, rich or poor. It is hard to be homeless when you can afford rent. It is hard to go out of business when your customers wake up with $100 on their card every day. It is hard to live in a world that ignores poverty. What can a politician say that has any meaning when he can't understand that poverty is evil. It just never occurred to him. Politicians have always tolerated poverty and homelessness and sending teenagers to war. This means that the world has no true leaders. Nobody is in charge. And that almost all people today, including the poor, reject the idea of free money for the purpose of elimination of poverty, sometimes with ridicule, means that there's nobody here to stand up for human rights. Just like the discussion of art as means of elimination of poverty pushes us into politics, helping children to become the leaders the world needs also pushes us into an odd place. The leaders that the world needs so that we become more humane to each other and as a bonus eliminate propaganda and nationalism, religious and political borders and a few other idiotic things, including war. Those leaders begin on their first big test, somewhere towards the end of middle school. They begin the moment they are presented with a choice to memorize and cram or to learn and to rise. And their biggest obstacle is actually you. Most parents lie that they can't get a job without a diploma and threaten children with punishment for bad grades. Of course, schools do the same. They threaten with shame and holding kids back a grade. The reality of the matter is that these jobs will pay you less and less the longer you work. They will insult you with a raise that does not take inflation under account. They will force you to smile while paying you less and forcing you to work harder as you work your entire life away. Books, adventure, and creativity, and growing up, be damned. Wage slavery prevents people from flourishing. They may appreciate wisdom, but will never figure out that they are meant to become great beings and change the future of humankind. Here's a quote from Henry Thoreau. "I went to the woods because I wished to live deliberately, to front only the essential facts of life and see if I could not learn what it had to teach, and not, when I came to die, discovered that I have not lived. I did not wish to live what was not life. Living is so dear. Nor did I wish to practice resignation unless it was quite necessary. I wanted to live deep and suck out all the marrow of life, to cut a broad swath and shave close, to drive life into a corner and reduce it to its lowest terms." I really feel bad for saying this, because this should never have come up. But your children, unfortunately, need your permission to leave the classroom when presented with a test that they were tricked into cramming for. You are propagating the Dark Ages. If you really thought about it, I think the best you could come up with is, "How was I supposed to know?" So let's just leave it at that. By leaving the fake classroom, the students will be allowed to search for something real instead. In this desperate and inhumane time of global poverty, the definition of real education can only be an inspiring and creative process that immediately presents a very real possibility of making a little bit of money. Enough so to push the terror of poverty away. Where that possibility scales on an easy ramp of self-improvement and goes from real possibility to reality with just a little bit of effort. This describes the process of creation and sale of art. This may involve 3D modeling that produces shadow reference for a 3D painting, but it would be a very inviting experience to each and every student. Just the creation of a few squares to get the shadows right. The entry into the world of art must come with a very mild on-ramp that will call to most of the students. Mild and pleasant on-ramps with real results and the destruction, the devastation of the fear of poverty is precisely what students will seek when allowed to look for real education. Once you give the children the permission to reject fake and mind-numbing education, and they experience the noble and dignified process of creating something from the heart in the world of art, once they stop being terrified of poverty and homelessness, and become stronger by knowing that they can create just out of their own imagination, they will be able to detect what wage slavery does to a human mind. By extension, by subtle analogy, they will grasp how propaganda is fueled by fake education. How people who were forced into a school that granted them low knowledge can easily, with almost no effort, be pushed to make war a reality. Here, they will understand that to help the world advance forward, the world must be set free from poverty. And you will never, or just barely, comprehend the meaning of free money. Nobody who didn't push themselves away from fake education will ever truly grasp the concept of a more honest and humane world. The children who stopped being scared of poverty by means of being able to create works out of their hearts alone, they will know to reject toxic wage slavery. They will know to encourage people towards creativity that holds the promise of financial independence. Eventually, by subtle analogy, they, as the future leaders, will recognize that the global income card that raises everyone up into what is today the middle class is the only humane way forward, as there is no profit to be made from keeping humanity poor and too scared and tired to get a real and meaningful and life-changing education. The instant and global end to poverty is the only way to advance humankind forward past the problems that we face today and well into wisdom, greatness, and world peace that is worthy of all the future generations yet to come.